On Mondays, we read from your letters. We asked you to email us with your suggestions for the best geezer gadgets during our program on technological innovations to help aging baby boomers. 60-year-old Helen of San Jose, California responded, "I could not live without my PDA for appointment and medication reminders, including reminders of when to change inhalers or order refills for them. I wish I could afford a voice-responsive PDA that's also a phone." Bruce Donnelly of Cleveland wrote in with a lower-tech concept, neighborhoods. Older people can walk far later in life than they can drive. If they can walk for their daily needs, enjoy community life, and count on neighbors, their old age will be much richer. During that same show, the need for a boomer-friendly cell phone came up. That would be one with big displays and big buttons. Our guest said that cell phone designers are generally young and not concerned with older people's needs. "Not true," says Steve Smith of Hudson, Ohio. "Asian customers drive the market," he wrote. "I worked for a major cell phone company and was responsible for designing the user interface components. We were concerned about use for the aging and for disabled people, but it always took a back seat to the mass market in Asia." Our show on military strength in Iraq left some listeners with questions about the National Guard and reserves. We've invited retired Major General Mike Davidson back to answer some of those questions. One of his specialties when he was on the staff of the Joint Chiefs was Guards and Reserves. General Davidson, always good to have you back on Talk of the Nation.
Thank you, Neil.
Renee from Cleveland, Ohio wants to know if reservists and National Guard troops stationed in Iraq receive the same pay and death benefits as regular military.
Yes, and oddly enough, it wasn't always that way, but when we went into the Balkans in 95, 96, they came up with something called parity of benefits, so we got that one right.
Karen Jones in Durham, North Carolina, is the wife of a reservist. "I'm holding my breath waiting to find out if my husband will be called up to go overseas to fight this battle," she wrote. "Please explain the process of who gets called and who doesn't."
Well, folks do not get called as individuals. Units are mobilized, and depending on what that unit's mission is, they may or may not be needed, and it's just tough to predict. But more military police and security and intelligence units will be called rather than straight-out combat units.
And Charlene Keith of Prairie Village, Kansas, wants to know the status of something called the Universal National Service Act of 2003. General, do you know what that act is and if it is getting anywhere in Congress?
You know, I did not, but I went back and looked. One of your staff folks gave me a heads up that someone had asked about that. It's not going anywhere, frankly. The president, who's up for re-election, doesn't want to talk about a draft. The Pentagon doesn't want a draft, and most of Mr. Rangel's colleagues appear not to want a draft. So I don't think that's a realistic possibility in the near term.
Charlie Rangel, a frequent visitor on this program as well, the congressman from Harlem. General Davidson, thanks very much.
Thank you, Neil.
General Mike Davidson is a former assistant to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. We reached him by phone from his office here in Washington, D.C. If you have a comment, a correction, or a question you feel was not addressed about one of our programs, email us. TOTN@NPR.org is our address. Please include the topic of the program in the subject line. Tell us the city and the state that you're writing from, and if necessary, give us some guidance on how to pronounce your name or, if necessary, your hometown. Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, Setsko Sato, Justine Kennan, Joel Riddle, and Kara Arsenault. Chad Campbell directs our program. Brendan Banizak is our production assistant, and the TOTN intern is Dustin Dwyer. Paul Heltzel manages our webpage, and thanks also to NPR music librarian Robert Goldstein. Our technical director today is Cal Southwark. He got engineering help from Vince Muse, Chris Nelson, Sue Klein, and Mitch Eaton. The senior editor of Talk of the Nation is Ellen Silva. Sue Goodwin is our senior producer. The executive producer of Talk of the Nation is Leith Bishop. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.